Audio Renaissance presents Pardonable Lies by Jacqueline Winspear. Read for you by the author.
London, September 1930. The young policewoman stood in the corner of the room. Plain whitewashed walls, a heavy door, a wooden table with two chairs, and one small window rendered the room soulless. It was a cold afternoon, and she had been in the corner since coming on duty 2 hours ago, her only company the rumpled and bent girl sitting in the chair that faced the wall. Others had come into the room to sit in the second chair. First, Detective Inspector Richard Stratton, with Detective Sergeant Caldwell standing behind him, then Stratton standing, while a doctor from the Maudsley Hospital sat before the girl, trying to get her to speak. The girl, her blood-stained dress, hands and face showing a month's worth of dirt, was now waiting for another person who had been summoned to question her, a Miss Maisie Dobbs. The policewoman had heard of Maisie Dobbs, but with what she had seen today, she wasn't sure anyone could get this young scrubber to talk. The door opened and Stratton came in, followed by a woman she presumed to be Maisie Dobbs. Wearing a plain burgundy suit with black shoes and carrying a worn black leather document case, the visitor smiled at the policewoman in a way that almost startled the woman as her eyes met the midnight blue eyes of Maisie Dobbs, psychologist and investigator. "Pleased to meet you, Miss Chalmers," said Maisie, though they had not been introduced. "Brr, it's cold in here," added the investigator, turning to Stratton. "Inspector, can we bring in an oil stove, just to take the edge off?" Stratton inclined his head at the unusual...